For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
And Davo, I think you and I think if people listen to the show, they probably go, Davo's a rule breaker, Tim's a rule follower, right?
Yeah, I think if there's any sort of Bert and Ernie contrast here, yeah. You're Bert, I'm Ernie.
But
Shrek, donkey.
Shrek, are you saying I'm Shrek and
yeah,
you're donkey?
Shrek.
Okay. I feel a bit like Shrek sometimes. You're just at me. We'll make a waffles in the morning. Shut up. But one thing that we have in common is regardless of if we like to follow the rules or break the rules, we don't like getting in trouble.
Oh, my gosh. We do not like getting in trouble. No. I've been like this since I was a little kid, and yep. It makes me feel so much shame to get in trouble.
Yeah. I have. I've been wrongfully accused of something.
Oh, no.
And again, nothing will happen because of this, but I just don't like the accusation.
Okay.
So I've spoken about it this week and last week. I've moved into a new rental, moved into a new house. So when we moved in over the weekend at the new house, the bins were already full of the previous tenant's rubbish.
How annoying.
Well, I was like, oh, whatever. Like, we've got the other bins still. Like, we're cleaning the house this week that we used to rent. So whatever. But then I found out my bin, and like a small win, bin night's the same night as the old house, which
is so good. Yeah, Tim. Get excited.
It's just one less thing I've got to think about. But yeah, I was like, how good. The bin's the same night, Monday night. We love
it. You reckon I'm sad?
So this morning, last night, put the bins out, and I was like, well, this is someone else's rubbish, whatever. It's recycling in general way. So I put them out there. This morning, I dropped my son off at daycare, went to the old house, was tidying it up a bit, came back to the new place to have a shower to get ready for work, and I see the bins have been emptied, and I can see this thing flapping off the recycling bin. I'm like, what is that? And I pull up and I go next to it. They've put a tag on, and it's gone, we've noticed you've put a few things in the recycling bin that aren't meant to be in here. And it's a list of things to put in the recycling bin and a list of things to not put in the recycling bin, essentially going, hey, shame, you've put something in here that you weren't meant to.
You've been flagged in the system.
Yeah, and now we're going to keep an eye on you wherever you live. And it wasn't my rubbish.
Yeah, but you can't prove that. Oh, no, you're in trouble.
I can't prove it. And the thing is, it's not going to be something where it's reoccurring because I've never had that in my entire life. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't me, you know? And now I'm the trouble house on the street.
Yeah.
And now if I ever do make a small mistake, which I don't think I do.
We'll strike one.
Yeah, strike one. And I didn't even get to bowl. Like, I didn't even get to throw the ball. And I've had a strike against me and I don't like it. And it makes me want to call up Geelong Waste, the council.
Can we do this?
Hey, I've just moved into this new house. I did get this tag on it this morning, but I just want you to know, we've just moved in and it was the previous tenants. That was their rubbish. So, like, if we could just, like, get rid of that strike next to my name, like, I think that'd be awesome. Because I don't like that I've been flagged as an irresponsible recycler.
I can only imagine that your ears were red as
red
well.
Hot.
Like, crazy.
Literally fuming.
I actually think this time tomorrow on the show, we're going to pre-record it. You're going to call them. And we're going to play that out, the awkward conversation of you just explaining to them that you didn't do it and you just want to make sure that they know that you didn't do it.
Okay.
That's so embarrassing. Let's do it.
Tim and Davo.
I'm a little bit suspicious of the paddle pop lion.
It's good that that's where your energy's going at the moment, mate. It's good that you've found a passion.
No, thank you so much. The Paddle Pop Lion had a promotion for many, many years, and it was a liquor prize promotion.
Liquor prize?
Yes.
In my brain, it's liquor stick.
Yeah. Well, you essentially were licking a stick to win a prize.
Yes.
So the way it worked is that you would eat your paddle pop, and then the stick would reveal one third of a prize. If you collected all of the sticks, you would then win.
It's a great, you got to collect them all. It makes you want to buy more. You go with your friends, like, oh, what if we both win a jet ski?
Mm-hmm.
You can have it on weekends. I'll have it on weekdays. You start talking like that. You're hooked. It's a great marketing tactic.
It certainly is. If you can't really remember it, here's a throwback to a commercial from 1997.
Win your very own time zone driving simulator in Speed Sticks, the coolest paddle pop promotion in Australia and New Zealand ever. Just match three symbols on your street's paddle pop stick to win instantly. See? There's heaps of other cool prizes too, like Philips home theatres, Nintendo 64s, Ocean and Earth bodyboards, bed basketball sets, and 600,000 paddle pops. Streets, paddle pop, speed sticks, lick it.
Wow. What an advert. What a time. But this was a worldwide promo.
Yeah.
That was the Australian advert. It's been going on this particular promo since the 1980s. But Tim, I haven't been able to find anyone online that claims to have won one of these epic prizes, the US trip, the jet skis, the Xboxes.
Last week you sent off some correspondence to Streets. They got back and essentially just copy and pasted some T's and C's from HR.
Yeah, they said, we can confirm a range of prizes from free paddle pops, sporting equipment and holidays were distributed to winners in line with the terms and conditions.
It's not a human response.
It's not a human response, and I felt disrespected, to be honest. I'm here trying to find out these incredible winners, and they're dismissing me.
There's someone else who's also got this send. That's on Reddit, and you're trying to reach out to them to see what dirt they've got so we can bring our resources together.
Yeah, look, I haven't got any response from the national account yet, but hopefully we will get some sort of correspondence happening.
Okay.
But I thought we'd do a little bit of research right here on the show, Tim.
Yeah.
And I want to know, on 52232955, have you ever won one of these paddle pop prizes?
Hard to say, don't worry.
Yeah. PPP, the paddle pop prizes.
Yeah, triple P. Is it, do you want to keep it to paddle pop, or is it like the Cornetto ones, or are you're focused on Streets?
No, I have been fishing online, and it will be hard to find someone that's won one of these paddle pop prizes, because I think the paddle pop line might be a crook, but...
I'm not the lion.
Yeah, I think he's the mastermind behind all this. He's a greedy lion. Yeah, I want to know if you've ever won one of these prizes, one of these incredible prizes on the back of the cereal box, on the back of your paddle pops.
I didn't realize it was a takedown piece on the paddle pop line. I'm feeling conflicted all of a sudden.
Claws are out, we're coming for you.
Give us a call, 52232955. Have you ever won one of these paddle pop prizes?
Or any of these prizes from the cereal boxes? I want to know, do they, all these companies claim to be giving away these prizes. Has anyone ever actually won one?
Yep. It doesn't have to. It can be from 20 years ago. A jet ski, an Xbox, a holiday to Dubbo. 52232955. Give us a call. Tori in Drysdale. Have you actually won a competition like this?
Yes, I have. My mum entered the Yogo Gorilla. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
She won a big, Yogo Gorilla stereo.
A Yogo Gorilla stereo. What year was this, Tori?
Oh, gosh. I'm saying, 20 years ago.
So was it a Yogo branded speaker?
Yeah, it's this giant CD player, and it's got a massive gorilla hugging it with a big head.
That's amazing.
Is this something that's still in the family's possession, Tori?
Yes, my mum still got it, yeah.
Can you please get a photo of it and send it through to us at K-Rock Geelong? Because we want to put it up at our stories, because that's incredible. How big's this thing?
It's a decent size. It's a normal CD player. Yeah.
But it's a Yogo.
So did you just win it through collecting something from the Yogos, or was it under the lid it had, you've won this prize, or?
Yeah, my mum collected the yogurt lids, and then she entered them, and then she won.
That's so good. See, all right. Now, this is great news for the Yogo Gorilla. For the Yogo Gorilla, he doesn't sound like he's making promises he can't keep, unlike the Paddle Pop Lion.
Okay, so now we trust the Yogo Gorilla.
Yeah, strong man. Gorilla.
Not trusting the Paddle Pop Lion, one of the most, what seemed to be friendly company mascots. So, okay. Well, Tori, you have been a great help. We cannot wait for you to send us that photo, and we'll chuck it up at our socials at K-Rock Geelong, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
I mean, that's great. So that's great for Yogo. It still leaves us in the exact same space that nobody who is able to come forward and say, no, I did win a prize with the paddle pop line. So it continues your theory, David.
It certainly does. Well, look, we'll have to see where I can get next, I reckon.
All right. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Right, this next story, I don't condone any of the behaviours that have happened or what they've done.
Great.
But I do want to present it to you because it did make me giggle when I heard about it.
We love.
So I have some friends interstate and they live in a beautiful little unit sort of situation, their own little house. Sorry, yeah. It's a house, but it's like a small little house.
Yeah.
And it's a very busy street that they live on, and often they'll have a lot of people parking out the front of their house.
I don't know why that makes me upset.
Mm.
Like, don't park in front of my house. It's my house. You know, I'm paying all the money, whether it's the mortgage or the rent. I'm paying all this money. Let me park out the front. You know, that's my space.
Yeah, that's fair, especially when it's so many strangers parking in the front of a house. It is annoying. Yeah. I mean, what if you have friends over? Obviously, they're allowed to park out the front.
Yeah. But, like, not overnight. Like,
no.
Get a life.
Fair. But, yeah, so they've got this house, busy, busy street. My friend has gotten absolutely over it. She's gone, I've had enough of people parking in the front of my house and I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
Like, do they not, so they don't have, I'm assuming they don't have like a garage or somewhere around the back, like a driveway. They just, like, if they want to park out the front, they have to try and get out the front.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, I mean, they do have one option, but there's two of them that lives there, so it's a bit hard.
Yeah, there's always a car that misses out.
Yeah, exactly. So she said, I'm taking this to my own hands. And look, this is where, obviously, I don't condone the behaviour and it's not necessarily legal work. But what she has done is painted a yellow line in front of her house to avoid people from parking there.
That's crazy.
And for the most part, Tim, it has been working.
So people don't park there, and then she goes, well, I'll park there because, yes, there is a yellow line, but it's not a real yellow line because I've painted it.
Yep.
So, I mean, that is brazen. You definitely cannot condone that.
She was at the end of her tether.
Yeah. It's funny because it's not us.
No, that's right. So she's painted this line, and her partner park there all the time. Well, the other day, her partner was fined for parking on the yellow line out the front of their house. The fine's about $120.
That's so funny.
And my mate and her fiancé are foul about it because it's not a real fine, but it is a real fine now.
Yeah, because, you should technically get a fine if you are parked over a yellow line because you're not meant to park there. But it's not a real yellow line, Davo.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. So the fine, but you can't contest it, right?
No, I don't think they can contest it because then they have to admit to doing the illegal behaviour.
They painted the yellow line.
And I feel like that fine would be more than $120.
So do you cop $120 now and then potentially ongoing? You have to figure out the cost moving forward if you think this is going to be frequent enough.
Yeah.
Or do you, yeah.
But now, if she was to go out the front and then scrub, how is she scrubbing that line off? There's a lot of layers to this. But I wanted to put it to our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners.
Gorgeous.
And maybe just hypothetically talk about it. Should he have to pay this fine?
Yeah.
He done it himself. It's not actually a line. But should he have to do it?
I think you've got to. Because you're opening yourself up. Like, again, we don't condone this. But you're opening yourself up there if you contest it, because the only thing they can do is deny that they painted the line.
Yeah, they could.
And if they're lying, then it's a whole other level. And this could become bigger than Ben Hur. It's not, you got to be careful. I think just pay the fine and keep quiet and hope it doesn't happen again. Just take the $120 as a small loss now.
Well, I do feel like if parking inspectors know a hotspot, they're going to continue going back there. Okay. They've really opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, big can, big yellow worms. That's crazy. Let's find out from Jared in Lara. Jared, what are you thinking about this little karma circle here?
It's a tough one because I don't like parking fine. They're one of my pet peeves, but in this case, I reckon sucked in. You got to put up with it, that one.
Yeah, I mean, they probably had a few weeks without anyone parking in front of their house, which would have been a great little luxury. So you reckon that's worth $120?
Yeah, you got to cop it. You know, you're basically paying for a car spot at the front anyway. So,
I mean,
put it down as a subscription.
The thing is, like, wouldn't it look just so strange on the whole street, like that of the however long the street is, there's this one tiny strip of a yellow line and I guess the parking inspector's just like, well, yeah, I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing my job. So, Jared, you think don't open the can of worms because it could be worse than $120.
Or open the can of worms and call the parking inspector for not doing their job properly because they should know where the lines are.
I like that.
It's nice.
That's someone that's willing to fight council.
Yeah, we don't, and like we don't have that dog in us, so someone else should. But again, we do not condone any of that.
No.
But it's still so funny.
Yeah.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I feel like I'm talking about it a lot, but it's happening. So I'm moving house. Well, yeah. I've moved house over the weekend, and I've done it heaps, and that's what you get when you're renting, whatever. So moved into a new place, a little bit smaller than the old place, so I've had to kind of size down. So the Selvos and me are having a great relationship at the moment, with me dropping off like a lot of clothes and like things that we just like don't have room for, or like someone else will have a better use for.
Which is great, because the Selvos are good people, and they certainly help out people that are in need.
And there's lots of great places like the Selvos around there, like whether it's like specific op shops. I know in Geelong West there's heaps as well. Regardless, there has been something that I had a feeling it was going to break in the move. And I was kind of hopeful, because I hate this thing. It's our microwave.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hand-me-down microwave from mum and dad, who got it from my pa. It's like from the year 2002. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest microwave. But it's like, hey, we're grateful. It's handy. But we only got the microwave maybe a month after our son was born, my wife and I, just under 3 years ago. But before then, from 2016 to 2023, we didn't have a microwave in our house.
Okay.
And it broke, and now we're microwaveless again. And it's actually so freeing. And we're back in a household living without a microwave.
What's like, why was it being an issue in your life?
Well, it's not an issue. It's just like, when we didn't have a microwave, if you need to heat up stuff, just use a saucepan.
Okay.
And you're good. You know, the air fryer's around.
And 1833. Not the air fryer, but the stove's crazy.
But yeah, there's been people that have...
You're churning your own butter too? Or?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, some people find it very alarming.
Explains your nightgown that you wear with the big long hat.
My knotty hat. yeah, and a lot of people find it funny that I'm fine without a microwave. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it's in handy. It comes in handy when you like bug it and you just go, oh, I just need a... heat up some leftovers or some rice or whatever it is, and you chuck it in and it's done within 2 minutes. But you get by. And
no,
it's
you
like, it's like little luxuries, right? So like a microwave's not essential. It's really handy, but it's not essential to you getting by if you're able to have a house, right?
Humans are great at adapting to new situations, and you can live without things that you wouldn't even dream of.
Yeah, and like it's just very freeing. We also don't have a cutlery tray, so all of the cutlery is just loose in a drawer.
You guys are crazy. Just,
I said to my wife, I was like, we don't need to buy one. This isn't.
What,
I was like, need a spoon, jiggle-doo. Oh, there's one. There we go.
You're out of control, mate.
But I thought we could... because everyone's kind of got a version of this, I reckon, where they go, I just don't need that. And I've just never had it. And I just don't know. Like, my parents thought it's wild that we don't have a rice cooker.
Okay.
It's just like, you just put it in the saucepan, man. It's easy.
So what do you want to do?
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What are you living without and you're fine?
I mean, I've got heaps of these. Obviously, human connections, the first one on the on the list there. But but what about like TV remotes? Like, I've been living without TV remotes for the last 10 months because they don't work. So I just use the TV manually, and that's fine.
Yeah. Also, the internet.
Yeah, I don't have the internet at home. That's fine. I've got a phone that has it on there. We're golden.
Yeah. So you, but are you living comfortably?
Yeah, you can adapt. Them? You're fine. You get up and change the TV from behind the TV, and you go sit down again.
To caress it like it's the most beautiful man you've ever
human
seen.
Human connection. It does two things for me. It feels like you've got someone else there.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Give us a call. What are you living without? And you're fine. You're just fine. Like Davo said, you adapt, you move on, and you thrive, kind of.
Living without a heater or aircon in my car, and let me tell you, on the frosty mornings, it is hard work getting out.
How did you go the other morning, like those really cold mornings? Like, it took me a while early to get the ice off the windscreens here in Geelong.
Yeah, look, it wasn't a really successful mission. I did have the windows down and head out the window just to be safe, apparently.
Yep.
Do better than me.
Yes, please. It's not that hard. So we are asking, what are you living without, and you're doing just fine? Because currently, after moving house, the microwave broke. I've been so grateful because we've had this microwave for 3 years. Yeah, it's handy. But for 6 years before it, I never had a microwave and I was totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
You get by, get a saucepan, get a little frying pan, you're good. You're golden, you're K-pop, you know? We're absolutely flying. We want to know what Ben from Newcombe is living without and doing just fine. Ben, what is it?
Hey guys, in the appliance realm here, been going without a washing machine for going on 3 years now.
Three years? Okay, yeah. I mean, washing machines are expensive, but what are you doing? Are you doing laundromats or are you going to friends and family's house?
A mixture of both. Normally my partner's mum, and then once she starts getting annoyed with us, we'll switch back to the laundromat until we bring her some brownies or something.
Well, there's heaps of laundromats around, so like, and you see people there, so you know, obviously, and like you said, Dabo, washing machines are very expensive, mm-hmm. so that makes sense. How long does it, like, do you have to, so you have to stay there the whole time, right, when you're washing, right? You can't just leave and go do something else, can you?
The washing machine locks, so you can leave, but the dryer, if you're using the dryer, that doesn't lock, so you do want to stay there.
Yeah, you got to be so careful. Okay. That's, I mean, how much does it each laundry mat experience cost you?
Each time you go, washer plus dryer, it's about $30, but because you do have to stay there with the dryer, you do get chatting to people. You could meet someone, Davo.
Oh, no. I'm not interested in going there to pick up, mate. Thank you for your concern. Did you say $30?
Yeah, $30.
$30?
Bro, the amount of loads that we're doing at our house is crazy. We'd be broke within a fortnight. I don't know how often are you going there, mate?
That's like once every maybe fortnight. That's not including, you know, dishwashing powder and all that as well. That's just for the cycles.
So you definitely could have bought one by now. You've just gone into a routine of this. You like it.
100%. 100%. But you know, we're committed.
What he's not lacking, though, by being at the laundromat talking to people is human connection.
And there we go. It circles back.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.